A View on Access, a showcase of audio description and accessibility in the arts and entertainment sector, with Tim Calvert.
A very warm welcome to A View on Access. I'm Tim Calvert. This is our regular showcase into how theatre arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired. It's an insight into the venue and the content on offer. In this edition, I shine a spotlight on the wonderful Sadler's Wells venue in Angel, London, during their audio-described performance of 42nd Street at the end of June, and I preview the audio-described performance of Matthew Bourne's Romeo and Juliet that takes place on Saturday the 19th of August 2023 at 2:30 p.m, delivered by Caroline Byrne. Out of the countless ever-changing venues and shows in and around London and the West End, you may ask yourself if there are particular venues that offer a consistent access provision that deliver a good service. Without singling out venues and saying some are good and some are bad, it's better to highlight from time to time venues that pride themselves on making access and inclusion a priority. And Sadler's Wells is indeed one of those venues who quite often go the extra mile. They do this in many ways by scheduling regular audio-described performances on most of their main shows, having a fully trained access team available at these performances for the touch door and show to make sure they go smoothly, guide and assist in any way they can, listen to feedback, and by having a wealth of access information available on the website to help you plan your visit. At the end of June, I attended the fabulous audio-described performance of 42nd Street, which is now on tour around the UK. This was led by describers Kate Taylor-Davies and Nadine Beasley, who are always delightfully warm and welcoming, for vocalise.co.uk. This began around 1:20 p.m. where all the participants met in the foyer of the Sadler's Wells Theatre and were greeted by the team before being led into the auditorium 10 minutes later. Guiding was available. We all went directly onto the stage where we received an overview of the show from Nadine that illustrated all the major set pieces and narrative before meeting a couple of the ensemble who discussed their characters and answered questions and concluded with an opportunity to feel and touch some of the wonderful props and costumes featured in the show. This was an invaluable experience for all those in attendance that gave a much clearer insight into all the visual aspects of 42nd Street. The touch door finished at around 2 p.m. and that allowed around 15 minutes to grab a drink or visit the toilet before taking a seat for the audio introduction, which was delivered through a Sennheiser in-ear headset collected from the box office. This helps to prepare anyone blind or visually impaired for what is to unfold on stage, which was delivered beautifully by Nadine. She went on to describe part one, detailing all the action and drama, entrances and exits, and illustrating non-verbal communication of characters. And Kate took over the reins in part two in a bright and breezy style, coming in at all the right moments between the dialogue and songs, detailing what we needed to know, and it was very entertaining to listen to. 42nd Street is a fun experience that was brilliantly cast and is a timeless classic that's full of drama, comedy, catchy musical numbers, dazzling costumes and stunning choreography. It centres on the young and beautiful Peggy Sawyer, fresh off the buzz from small town America, who arrives in New York City dreaming of her name in lights. She quickly catches the eye of a big time director and lands a spot in the chorus line of Broadway's newest show. And when the leading lady gets injured, Peggy gets her shot at stardom. That's basically it in a nutshell, and it races along like a roller coaster ride from start to finish. 42nd Street is currently on tour and will be visiting Liverpool, Dartford and Woking in September, and Southampton, Newcastle, Manchester and Belfast in October. Some of the audio-described performances are in Milton Keynes on Tuesday the 29th of August at 7:30 p.m. and Manchester Opera House on Tuesday, October the 17th at 7:30 p.m. with audio description from Mind's Eye Description. To find out more, you can visit 42ndstreettour.com. Audio Describe performances coming up next at Sadler's Wells and the Peacock Theatre will be Matthew Bourne's Romeo and Juliet on Saturday the 19th of August at 2:30 p.m. with a touch store beforehand at Sadler's Wells, which is a short walk from Angel Tube Station. And Matthew Bourne delivers the best in dance you can possibly get. Then there's English National Ballet, Our Voices, on Saturday the 30th of September at 2:30 p.m. And the wonderful Message in a Bottle with music from Sting. And that's on Sunday the 8th of October at 2:30 p.m. And that's at the Peacock Theatre, which is close to Holborn Tube. With audio description from Caroline Byrne of Talking Theatre. To book tickets, you can call 020-7863-8000 or you can email tickets@sadlerswells.com. Or to feedback or discuss access, you can email feedback@sadlerswells.com. There is also an extensive wealth of access information online by visiting sadlerswells.com and selecting accessibility in the drop-down box. There is so much to love about Sadler's Wells and the Peacock Theatre, as both theatres are welcoming and made inclusive for all, so if you've never experienced them before, now is the time. To find out what has been audio described elsewhere in London and around the UK, you can visit vocalise.co.uk or mindseyedescription.co.uk. And for cinema, you can visit accessiblescreeningsuk.co.uk. A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts for the Audio Description Association, and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit viewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email viewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
A View on Access, written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.